Cast. Presented by XFL2K.com. With your host, Tron Hawkins.
Welcome to This is the XFL podcast. I'm your host, Tron Hawkins. It's been a while since I made a podcast. Like I said, I'm just kind of making it as news comes or when I have an idea or something. So I ain't forgot about y'all. But this week, XFL went Hollywood. We got the broadcasting deal, and we got the LA coach this week, leaving one coach left. That is Houston. Actually, I talk about the Houston coach whenever he's introduced, or she. It's 2019. I will rank the coaches and then, you know, kind of go from there and then get ready for draft and stuff like that. Big week. I loved how they didn't announce when they was going to do the TV deal. They just kind of go, hey, here's the channels we're going to be on, and just put it on Twitter and Facebook and stuff. It was a unique video. Go check it out on their social media. It's kind of what we thought it would be. It's going to be ABC, Fox, ESPN, and Fox Sports 1, or Disney and Fox, pretty much, which Disney owns Fox, so they're all kind of Disney in a way. Here's what they said in a press release. XFL today announced a multi-year agreement with ESPN and Fox Sports to televise XFL games starting with the inaugural 2020 season. The important part in this whole sentence right here is multi-year agreements. That means these channels think that the XFL is not just going to be around for one season or eight games of a season or whatever it was. They're going to be around for a while. So that's important. That shows that the channels have confidence in Oliver Luck, in Vince McMahon, to give them a multi-year deal. We look forward... The XFL TV schedule allows for constant appointment viewing each week with back-to-back games starting Saturday afternoon to 2 Eastern with two additional games on Sunday afternoon. I'll talk about schedule in a minute. We look forward to showcasing the XFL and ESPN and ABC, including the kickoff game and championship game during the league's inaugural season, said Burke Magnus, ESPN Executive Vice President, Programming and Scheduling. Vince McMahon and Oliver Luck are two of the sports industry's most creative and experienced leaders. They have exciting plans for this league. We believe in their vision for the XFL, which will be a great addition to our year-round commitment to football. ABC ain't broadcast a football game, college, but a pro game since Monday Night Football left. They used to get the Super Bowl in a loop, and they're even out of the loop. So this is a big deal for ABC, you know, other than like maybe the Pro Bowl. But who the hell counts the Pro Bowl? Not me. We are thrilled to partner with ESPN and Fox, two innovative media companies with extensive experience in world-class football production that will undoubtedly help us reimagine football, said Vince McMahon. The NFL broadcast schedule provides us with incredible reach and makes it easy for fans to watch our games constantly every weekend. Here's the thing. The reason why the AAF failed is because nobody knew where to find them. And this ain't a dig towards the AAF. This is just me going, hey, this is the fact. Their first game was on CBS, did great numbers. And then it was on, like, CBS Sports, which nobody has. I have it on PlayStation View, but you know what I mean. But, they couldn't find, nobody could find them. They was in the 300s. This is just four main channels. Like, this is two broadcast partners. When Oliver Luck said they had a powerful broadcasting package, the man was not lying. He has not lied to us. Our great commissioner did not lie to us. This is fantastic, fantastic broadcasting plan, and I love it. The XFL will kick off Saturday, February 8th, 2020, with teams in Dallas, Houston, Los Angeles, New York, St. Louis, Seattle, Tampa Bay, and Washington, D.C. Additional XFL theme programming and on-air talent will be announced in the future. You know, a lot of people weren't talking about this. A lot of people weren't talking about this yesterday at all. Oliver Luck was on ESPN Radio yesterday. Oliver Luck was on Colin Cowherd, the Herd. Trey Wingo from ESPN Go Look Window mentioned network along with Fox reaching a deal to broadcast XFL games for the league's relaunch. Not only are you getting the channels, but you're getting these morning shows like First Things First, like First Take, like Go Look and Wingo. Like Undisputed. They're going to be talking about the XFL because the XFL is on their channels. So that's even more reach. more people can be talking about it because these morning shows, these morning drive shows, these radio shows, like The Herd, are going to be talking about the XFL now. And I don't think enough people's talking about that. You know, if you, when you listen to this, comment on my Twitter and Facebook if you had that thought. Like, oh my God, the reach is more than just football games. It's going to be the morning shows, the talk shows. You got the pregame for ESPN, the pregame for Fox. This is exciting stuff. We could have like an XFL Today kind of deal. Or, you know, XFL Football Saturday on Fox. This is big deals. So here's what the schedule looking like. I'm going to just kind of give you a rundown. February 8th, ABC and Fox. Every Saturday almost will be ABC and Fox. Well, for the first 2 weeks, it's going to be ABC, Fox. On Friday, well, all every Saturday is going to be, you know, Fox or ABC on Saturdays. But here's where it gets interesting. Fox Sports 1 is going to get games. That first Sunday is Fox and ESPN. It's that second Sunday is ABC, Fox Sports 1, ESPN, Fox Sports 1. So, you know, they're kind of taking turns for a few weeks. And after that, it's going to be, you know, ESPN, ESPN 2, all that. Here's what gets interesting. Playoffs. Saturday, April 18th. So, almost, you know, a little less than a year from now. 3 o'clock, Fox, playoff. Next day, 3 o'clock, ESPN, Sunday, April 19th, playoff. Sunday, April 26th, championship game, ESPN. I like this, too. Later on in the year, week 9 and 10, you can flex out important games. Thursday, April 2nd, Fox. Thursday, primetime, 8 o'clock. Week 10, Thursday, April 9th, Fox. Saturday, one game apiece on Saturday. ABC, ABC. Sunday, you have a noon and 6 and noon and 3 o'clock, week 9 and 10. So you can flex out the important games for those two standalone games. And you got some teams that might be out of it or are already clinched. You can put it into those Sunday time slots. Again, we don't know the schedule yet. Can't wait for that to come out. We're going to dissect the shit out of that, too. The thing I don't get is the championship game be on ESPN. Why not Fox? Why not ABC? That's the only thing I got. You know, why that? Question is, will the championship game be neutral site? See, we don't know that either. So that's entertaining. I'm really loving the schedule, though. I'm loving the time. I know I spend all day watching football. You know, I already talked to my girlfriend enough. You know, I play fantasy. She's going to play fantasy with me this year. I'm just worried if I'm going to be able to talk her into watching more football, because she's always wanting to go on the weekend. So hopefully, if anything, I'll DVR it. I'll watch it later. And I'll get, you know, I'll do like a weekly recap and preview show for y'all. So let's dive into this TV deal a little bit more. Let's see. This is a, you know, they're not getting, I'm trying to get the money. Let me see if I can find the money deal. They're not getting paid for this, though. That's the kind of downside. But they're also, the good thing is they're also getting, they don't, the TV channels are covering the production. So, that's the good thing. They're covering the production. They don't pay for production. That saves a lot of money right there. They're going to use their talent. They're going to pay their talent. Hold on just a second. So, 13 games are going to be on ABC and 11 will be on Fox. That's the thing. They're going to, like I said, ESPN's going to cover they're going to cover the announcers, the streaming rights, production costs, and all that. But Vince and them get the money from, like, in-stadium revenue, or in-stadium revenue, and all that stuff. I'm trying to find it. I'm sorry, guys. If this podcast sounds kind of rough, you know, XFL 2K does my editing. He is on his honeymoon, so congratulations to him. So this sounds rough, that's why. So I apologize. This is probably going to sound like one of my first episodes. It says, 24-43 games are going to be on ABC or Fox. No rights fee paid. ESPN and Fox hold the streaming rights. Terms of 3-year agreement weren't disclosed, but people familiar with the matter said no cash is changing hands. Disney and Fox will keep all the television advertising inventory for the games and cover production costs while the Football League will sell sponsorships. You know, they are, XFL's more, it seems like they're more financially stable than the AAF was. It seems like they know what they're doing more, and their TV deal is 150 times better than the AAF. It's exciting. We're all going to be able to watch it. We're all going to be able to watch it together, watch this build. It said on the thing, you know, additional programming may come up later. I'm wondering if maybe if one of these channels, maybe not ABC or Fox, but Fox Sports 1 or ESPN will have the draft. They have to, right? Fox Sports 1 or even 2. Fox Sports 2 is going to have some games, I think. But they have to. They have to broadcast the draft, right? I mean, that's the only thing I can think of. Like, that's the kind of program. I would love a weekly studio show. I think that'd be great. I think it would do good to get the people to know the players by broadcasting the draft, maybe broadcasting some training camp, maybe like a profile kind of show, like this is the XFL, kind of like, you know. I kind of figured ESPN was in on it just because of the 30 for 30. I knew Fox most likely was because of SmackDown going there. I know no cross-promotion, but you know that's a lie. They're going to be advertising SmackDown on XFL and XFL on SmackDown and vice versa. Like, it's going to happen. I mean, it's not necessarily crossing paths, but it's going to happen. Other news today. This is actually today was the longest, I think, we went without knowing who the coach was for a team. I found out this morning, and I tweeted about it at the XFL show. Check me out on Facebook and Twitter. Who the coach is going to be for Los Angeles, and it is Winston Moss. Now, he might not be a familiar name to just casual football fans, but there are hardcore football fans know who he is. He's actually the guy who tweeted after Mike McCarthy got fired from Green Bay about Aaron Rodgers kind of being a diva prick, and he got fired because of it. And he seems like a good person. If you go back and watch the presser stuff into my show anymore, but go check out the presser. He's like a good guy. First thing he did was, you know, thank God. And he's in a lot of these coaches that are not only good coaches, they're good people. They're going to get the best out of their players. He's going to get, you know, 100% out of the players. I think the interesting thing about this hire is, before I get into his career and stuff, his highlights, is he's actually a defensive-minded coach. A lot of these coaches so far have been offensive-minded, like Gilbride, definitely like Stoops, like Chessman, even like Pep Hamilton. Even Hayes was a tight end, and the tight end coach, who used to deal with offense. This is the first defensive-minded coach. And honestly, if he can get some good defensive players in this kind of league and just get some stops, like, this is going to be a high-scoring league. You just got to get some stops. I think he, you know, when I do the ranking for the coaches, he's not going to be very high. But I think if you have a defense coach like him, and he's the only one of his kind, the only one thinking, hey, I need to do something about this defense, I think LA could be a contender out there in the West Division to get to the playoffs. I mean, I don't know who they got yet, but if he's only defensive-minded coach, we don't know who Houston is yet. But the way it seems, you know, if he's thinking from the other side of the ball, everybody, you know, if he's thinking, he might be one step ahead of these offenses, is what I'm saying. So, you know, if he's thinking about the defense first, he might be able to shut down a Stoops, a Chessman, a Pep Hamilton, a Gilbride. It's just a point. So the XFL announced today that Winston Moss, most recently the associate head coach for the Green Bay Packers and former NFL linebacker for the Seahawks, Raiders, and Tampa Bay Buccaneers, have been named head coach and general manager of the XFL team in Los Angeles. We're excited to welcome to our ranks a professional like Winston Moss, who has 30 years of experience as an NFL player and head coach. Again, another one of those hires that had experience but never got to grab the brass ring and got to be the man. He's been a bridesmaid, but never a bride. As a young athlete, Winston won a national championship with the University of Miami, the U. And as an assistant coach, he helped the Green Bay Packers win Super Bowl 45 against the Steelers. These are two remarkable accomplishments, and we look forward to seeing what he has in store for the fans of Los Angeles. Winston has an impressive resume as a player and coach in the NFL and is the perfect choice to lead our Los Angeles team on the field, said Heather Brooks Kratz. You know, first off, she's beautiful. I just want to say that right now. No offense, baby. I love you. She's beautiful. She's probably the best looking team president. Sorry, guys. But she knows LA. And I think these two together is going to make beautiful XFL babies come next year. He's the perfect choice to lead our Los Angeles team on the field, she said. His passion for football and commitment to providing unique access to our fans makes him an ideal partner for what we're looking to accomplish. We're going to work together to give the people of Los Angeles a great football team and exceptional fan experience, She's going to do the business end. He's going to do the football end. Like I said, this is probably the best pair so far. We're going to get a new president next week. I don't know if I'll make a whole episode about it or what. I might do it in case you missed it kind of deal and kind of cover some stuff I missed. But I think it's a good pairing. As a NFL linebacker, I'm sorry, it's what Moss said. I am so appreciative to have the opportunity to be a head coach and general manager in the XFL, especially in a city where I spent 4 years as an NFL player. Starting a team and league from scratch is unique and exciting. I'm looking forward to working with Heather and her team to develop a new football franchise for LA. As NFL linebacker for 11 seasons with Buccaneers, 1987-90, Raiders, 91-94, and Seahawks, 95-97, Moss played in 155 games, 146 of them starts. According to 768 tackles and 20 and a half sacks. In 99, Moss began his coaching career as the defensive quality control coach for the Seahawks, the last team he played for. In 2000, he assumed the position the same position with New Orleans Saints, where he began working with Mike McCarthy. A year later, he was promoted to linebackers coach, a position he held to 2005 season. He was hired by McCarthy in 2006 as a linebackers coach and promoted to assistant head coach in 2007. He shifted his focus in 2009 to inside linebackers. And then back to all linebackers in 2014. Moss was a member of the coach staff in 2010 that led the Packers to the victory over the Steelers in Super Bowl 45. Finally, he was named associate head coach and linebackers coach in 2015, a position he held for the remainder of time with the Packers. During his 13 years with the Packers, Moss coached and mentored several defensive stalwarts, including Pro Bowl linebacker A.J. Hawk, Clay Matthews, and Julius Peppers, working closely with Moss. Matthews became the team's all-time sack leader, 83.5, and Hawk established himself as the franchise all-time leader in sacks with 1,118. Blake Martinez set the single-season record for tackles in 2017, 144. Again, he knows defense. And I think that's important. Like I said, he's the first defensive coach that we've had so far. And I think that since he knows that side of the ball, he's seen everything in the NFL. Now, these are some different rules than the XFL. But I think he might be able to shut down some of these coaches because he is the defensive mind of the bunch. Now, they do have defense coordinators, of course, for the other teams. But the fact is that he specializes in it, and he's the man. He, you know, it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, I'm sure he's going to name a defensive coach. But he might name somebody that he worked with the Packers. You know, somebody he knows. While playing for the LA Raiders, his teammates voted him the winner of the Eric Block Courage Award for his commitment to community service. He also received the NFL Players Association Unsung Hero Award for his leadership capabilities on and off the field. Again, a quality person before anything else. And that's what they're looking for in the XFL. Quality players. And quality coaches. I think he's perfect for this league. And in 97, the Seattle Seahawks players awarded Winston with the Steve Largent Award, recognizing the team contributor who best simplified the spirit, dedication, and integrity of former Seahawks wide receiver Steve Largent. It's not about the quality of the play, just the quality of the play. It's about the quality of the person in the players. But as you can tell by all the coaches, they're the same way. Like, the quality of the coach is important too. Moss joins Gil Bride, Pep Hamilton, Jonathan Hayes, Bob Stoops, Mark Trestman, and Jim Zorn as an XFL head coaches named to date. Again, Pep Hamilton, offensive coordinator. Gil Bride, offensive coordinator. Bob Stoops, offensive, just genius. Trestman, genius. Jim Zorn, quarterback, genius in quarterbacking. Defense. This man. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, Moss is the only defensive coach in this bunch. Moss was a four-year letterman at the University of Miami and helped the Hurricanes win the 1983 National Championship. He was inducted into the school's Hall of Fame in 2015. You know, he didn't give the best speech. It was very short. Like, I think like four people spoke in 16 minutes. But he was excited to be in L.A. He was excited to be home where he played before. And I think he's perfect for this job because he wants to be there. He wants to be in this league. Every single one of these coaches wants this league to succeed. And I think these coaches caught the attention of ESPN, ABC, Fox, ESPN2, Fox Sports 1, Fox Sports 2. They caught their attention. And that's why they want to be part of this league because they're seeing that we're as a community and XFL, is building something special. And they want to be a part of it. That is all for this episode. Oh, one more thing. I'm sorry. Everybody wants a rivalry between Los Angeles and St. Louis. You know, we've been talking about it. I've talked about it in a past episode, what I would do week one. That would be one of the primetime games. That Saturday night, that would be the primetime game in the Dome. Winston Moss talked about how Jonathan Hayes held him on every play when they played against each other. And he said he was ready to play, excited to join every coach but Jonathan Hayes, because he was held every single play by him. And he's kind of put in the seed for the LA-St. Louis rivalry. He planted it just enough. Well, I think that's going to be the main rivalry, not only week one, but year one. And, you know, that could be a championship game. That'd be a hell of a championship game. Thank you for joining me for this episode. Follow me at XFL Podcast on Facebook and Twitter. Check out XFL2K.com. Congratulate him on Twitter on his marriage. He'll be back soon, update the news, which he's done a little bit today. Like I said, he ain't going to help me edit this episode, so I apologize if it's rough, but the show must go on. He's going to be back soon. Check out XFL Board. Check out us on, I'm just drawing about, check us out on Discord. Just check us out and join the conversation. If you have any questions or want to ask any questions to be on the show, message me on Facebook and Twitter. Again, what do you think of the Winston Moss hiring? Just let me know. Have a good night.